In this country, donations to organizations providing disaster relief are adding up, and much of the money is coming in online. After the September 11th attacks, there were many problems with giving on the net, from crashed servers to fraudulent websites. NPR's Margot Adler reports that Americans and charitable groups are being more careful this time.
Within hours of Sunday's disaster, donations were pouring in to save the children, many of them online.
We just got in the tallies to this very second. We've raised $2,288,000 in online donations. It's truly amazing.
Spokesperson Diane Sherman says Save the Children has raised over $4 million over the last 4 days, and Save the Children UK over $8 million.
We've not seen for many, many years such an outpouring of support.
It makes sense that people are going online to give right now.
It's a low fundraising cost situation for the charities that do it.
Bennett Weiner is the chief operating officer of the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance, an organization that evaluates national charities.
One of the advantages of this technology is to respond quickly in the wake of a horrible disaster like this.
And people are giving online like never before. Stacy Palmer is editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, a newspaper that covers nonprofit organizations. And she says people are giving more online now than they did after 9/11.
A lot of the charities say that they're making much more in a single day than they've ever seen before coming into their sites. And a few sites have crashed, although a number of the organizations did try to make sure that the sites were operating better after that happened, after September 11th, but some of them still couldn't handle the amount of traffic that they were getting in these past couple of days.
One reason for so much online giving, large popular websites have provided easy ways to donate.
You go to Amazon or Google, and on their front page you see something saying, think about giving, and it's very easy to do that. A lot of the online news sites all have very direct links to charitable sites, and I think that's one reason we're seeing so much giving coming in online.
In fact, Amazon raised $2 million for the Red Cross in 24 hours and is now at over $5.5 million in donations. Other groups are doing well, too. Here's Adrian Lester Smith, media director for Oxfam America.
Just online, as of this afternoon, we have $3 million in donations. So it's been definitely a demonstration of how incredibly generous the American people are.
She attributes the large donations to the fact that Oxfam was already on the ground in Sri Lanka, had recently conducted storm preparedness groups there, and is there for the long haul. Now, that's all the upside of the Internet. But charity monitoring organizations are also putting out warnings. Already, a number of Internet websites with tsunami in their name have popped up since the disaster, and it's hard to assess which ones are legitimate. Right now on eBay, there are two domain names with tsunami in them for auction. One has a starting price of $100. The other swears all profits will go to the Red Cross. After 9/11, there were hundreds of small organizations soliciting funds. And Stacy Palmer of the Chronicle of Philanthropy cautions that disasters are always a time when you have to be wary that organizations may not be what they seem.
The Internet makes it very easy to set up a scam organization, so you really do have to check to be sure that you're giving to a legitimate group.
Bennett Weiner of the BBB Wise Giving Alliance says there were lessons that were learned after 9/11. One, be cautious about new and emerging charities.
Certainly, a charity that has more experience in carrying out relief work will likely have a better handle in following through on their promises and appeals than an organization that was created overnight.
Two, watch how the organizations keep track of the monies they raise. Most experts say consult organizations that vet charities like Give.org and Interaction.org. Stacy Palmer has one more caution. Yes, the Internet is quick,
but you also move very quickly on to other things, and so people will need to keep in mind that these people will still be suffering and will need their donations for years to come.
So in giving, it's important to think both short and long term. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
There's information on how you can help victims of the tsunami at our website, npr.org.